You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC here in New York. Work to repair the L train tunnel is expected to be completed this April. That's about 1 year after it started. And just last week, Governor Cuomo bragged that it would also be done on time and way under budget, a full $76 million below the expected cost. WNYC's Stephen Nesson wanted to figure out exactly how the governor came up with that figure. And he joins us now to tell us what he found. Hey, Stephen.
Hello.
Remind us how the governor got so involved with the L train in the first place.
Remember how the MTA had been planning to completely close the L train between Manhattan and Brooklyn for 15 months?
Right.
Well, last December, about 4 months before the work was set to begin, Governor Cuomo surprised everyone by declaring he wanted outside experts to look at the project, see if they could find a cheaper, faster way.
Yep.
They did, and said the MTA could do the work on nights and weekends and wouldn't need the full tunnel closed. The MTA board held a special meeting about it, and agency officials said there'd be an independent review of these ideas. That never happened, but in the end, the board never even voted on the new plan because the agency said the contract cost never changed. The original tunnel cost of $477 million still stands.
But the L train project also includes a bunch of other work the MTA is doing at stations on the line. Is there a way to break down the total cost of the project and find the savings the governor is talking about?
As you say, the L train project does include station upgrades at several stations,
right,
also building new electrical substations so the line has more reliable power. So I did my best to sift through the MTA's publicly reported data on these projects and found, as of last fall, which is the last quarter they have data for, the project was costing as much as it was initially expected to cost, $926 million for all that work.
So was the governor getting ahead of himself? He noted the project would be $850 million.
A senior MTA official told me, no, based on expected savings, the project will come in close to that. But my question was, how do we know? The work on the tunnel was expected to be $477 million alone, but there's no figure online that isolates the cost. I should note every other major capital project does get a decent breakdown on the MTA's website, but not the L train. And the senior official admitted, I guess we won't fully know the cost of the L train project until the final bills come in.
We won't know until we know. So how does this fit in with the MTA's promise that it's doing things differently now?
I suppose you could argue if the L train project does indeed come in under budget and early while still running during the weekdays, it was a success. But from a government transparency perspective, as in show us how the money is being spent, maybe this isn't in their favor. It's extremely hard to know how the agency is tracking costs or even what the total scope of the project is. There's a great website that explains to L train riders how to get around during the project, but in terms of money, there's nothing easily searchable or publicly available that shows you this information.
What do board members and advocates say?
I spoke with a few board members who are on the committees that oversee capital projects like the L train, and they say they don't feel they have enough information. They want to see the line-by-line breakdown of what each part of the project is going to cost. Advocates say, sure, it'd be great if the MTA is saving money, but show us how. And in fact, the agency has refused to release the contract with Judlaw, that's the contractor doing the tunnel work. We filed a Freedom of Information Act request for it nearly a year ago and haven't received anything yet.
And how does this bode for future projects? The MTA is about to embark on a $51.5 billion spending plan to upgrade subway signals, build new station elevators, buy new train cars.
Even MTA officials admit they need to improve the way it publishes data about their projects online. Make it more clear how much they're spending on each project and what they're spending it on. The newest MTA chairman, Pat Foy, has promised to increase transparency and overhaul how the agency responds to requests for public information. That apparently is in the works, but we haven't seen it yet. I think as part of getting congestion pricing passed, remember this is the plan to charge drivers who enter Manhattan south of 60th Street and use the money to fund the MTA, state officials are expecting the agency to spend its money more wisely. They also don't want to see projects stretching on for years and costs ballooning. The MTA is keenly aware of that. Is the L train the best start in this new direction? If so, they need to do a better job proving it and showing their work along the way.
That is WNYC's Stephen Nesson. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you.